From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. World Bank and IMF appreciates Indonesia's success in holding the G20 summit. G20 emphasizes the importance of climate change mitigation. I'm Luka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where two international financial organizations, World Bank and International Monetary Fund, appreciated Indonesia for successfully holding the G20 summit in Bali from November 15 until 16, 2022. As quoted in a written statement of the Tempo Economic Forum on Sunday, Country Director World Bank for Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Satu Kahkonen, said that Indonesia was able to complete the most difficult presidencies in the history of G20. He remarked that the challenge is the tense geopolitical situation and the COVID-19 pandemic. He also congratulated Indonesia for the success of the G20, as it is not easy to reach consensus with many countries amid the current geopolitical situation. The expert of the University of General Sudirman's Hydrology and Water Resources, Yanto, said that the leaders' declaration produced at the G20 summit emphasized the importance of mitigating climate change. He also explained that the commitment was outlined in order to accelerate the reductions of the rate of temperature increase through cooperation in a broad field. The commitments also cover the food, energy, and biodiversity sectors. This, he said, needs to be appreciated as a form of commitment from leaders regarding climate change mitigation and efforts to increase climate resilience. He also hopes that the implementation of climate change mitigation programs in the future will focus on the availability of water supply and access to clean water. The Indonesian team won 8 gold medals on the first and second day of the 14 Asian Dragon Boat Championships in Rayong, Pattaya, Thailand on November 19 to 21. Based on the written statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Monday, the Asian Dragon Boat Rowing Championship in Thailand was attended by teams from 12 countries, namely Australia, Cambodia, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, Myanmar, Malaysia, Nepal, Singapore, Indonesia, and the host team. The 2022 Dragon Boat Rowing Asia Championship in Thailand is an important event for Indonesia in facing various championships in the future, including the 2023 SEA Games in Cambodia and the 2023 Asian Games in Hangzhou, China. Let's move on to the international news, where Russian forces are pounding Ukrainian positions with artillery fire and in the eastern region alone launched almost 400 strikes on Sunday. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a video address, Russia withdrew its forces from the southern city of the Kherson this month and moved some of them to reinforced positions in the eastern Donetsk and Luhansk regions, an industrial area known as the Donbas. Kiev said on Saturday that about 60 Russian soldiers had been killed in a long-range artillery attack in the south. the second time in 4 days that Ukraine has claimed to have inflicted major casualties in a single incident. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will reaffirm American commitments to defense of the Philippines when she meets President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. in Manila on Monday. A senior U.S. administration official said Harris, whose 3-day trip to the Philippines includes a stop on the island of Palawan on the edge of the South China Sea, will also reaffirm Washington's support for the 2016 International Tribunal ruling that invalidated China's expansive claim in the disputed waterway. Harris' visit will be the highest-level trip to the Philippines by a Biden administration's officials and marks a sharp turnaround in relations, which were strained by former President Rodrigo Duterte's animosity towards Washington and his embrace of Beijing. China on Sunday announced its first new death from COVID-19 in nearly half a year as strict new measures are imposed in Beijing and across the country to ward against new outbreaks. The death of the 87-year-old Beijing man was the first reported by the National Health Commission since May 26, bringing the total death to 5,227. The previous death was reported in Shanghai, which underwent a major surge in cases over the summer. While China has an overall vaccination rate of more than 92% having received at least one dose, that number is considerably lower among the elderly, particularly those over age 80. The commissions did not give details on the vaccination status of the deceased. The 2022 FIFA World Cup kicked off with an opening ceremony of pop and pom, but a poor performance from host nation Qatar spoiled celebrations on Sunday. At the Al Bayt Stadium in Alkor, a double from Fenerbahce striker Enner Valencia gave Ecuador 2-3 points and the top spots in Group A. The 0-2 defeat marked the first time a host nation has lost their opening game at the World Cup. Qatar will next face Senegal on November 25th, while Ecuador will go up against the Netherlands. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesia's also in Livin's Taipei International Coffee Shows.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Diplomatic Corner, which highlights Indonesia also enlivens Taipei International Coffee Show. Indonesia enlivened the 2022 Taipei International Coffee Show by presenting various types of superior coffee from various regions across Indonesia. Head of the Indonesian Economic and Trade Office, Taipei, Budi Santoso, in his written statement last Saturday explained, his site presented various types of superior coffee from all over Indonesia. He also remarked that the consumers in Taiwan are quite familiar with Arabica coffee from Gayo, Aceh Province, and Mandailing, North Sumatra Province. The demand for these two types of coffee has also increased in Taiwan. However, at the coffee exhibition in the capital city of Taiwan from November 18 to the 21st, 2022, Indonesian Economic and Trade Office Taipei also introduced various other types of coffee, such as Arabica and Robusta from Java, Bali, Sulawesi, East Nusa Tenggara, and West Nusa Tenggara. Apart from that, there is also Liberica coffee from West Kalimantan. Budi further explained that one type of coffee that has a high selling value but is not yet very popular in Taiwan is luwak coffee. Slowly but sure, luwak coffee is starting to get attention from consumers in Taiwan. In the exhibition, the Indonesian Economic and Trade Office set up a typical Indonesian pavilion. Three Indonesian coffee importers and a number of micro, small, and medium enterprises that produce Indonesian coffee also filled the booth. At the Indonesian Pavilion, visitors had the opportunity to taste various types of coffee from Indonesia with various flavors. The lifestyle of the Taiwanese people, especially the youths, has started changing from drinking tea to drinking coffee. This opens opportunities for Indonesia as one of the largest coffee producers in Asia to increase exports to Taiwan. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner from Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history with the event on November 21st about the World Television Day. The United Nations General Assembly declared November 21st as a World Television Day through Resolution 51, number 205 of December 17, 1996. This was done after the World Television Forum was held on November 21st and 22nd, 1996. In that forum, leading media figures met under the auspices of the United Nations to discuss the importance of television development in changing the world today and to consider how television could enhance cooperation. Thus, moving on to the next event on 1997 about the World Fishery Days. At the meeting in New Delhi, India on November 21, 1997, the World Forum from Fishermen and Fisheries Workers, WFF, was established. The meeting participants agreed to make the date as the date of commemorating World Fishery Day. Since then, small and medium-scale fishermen gathered every year in various places around the world to commemorate it and highlight the urgent needs to protect fishery resources. We entered in history with an event in 2017 when President Zimbabwe Robert Mugabe resigned. Robert Mugabe became president of Zimbabwe from 31st of December 1987 until his assassination on November 21, 2017. Mugabe, who had ruled Zimbabwe for 40 years, survived for 1 week even though the military had taken over power in the country. Mugabe's resignation was welcomed by the people of Zimbabwe, who were dissatisfied with their government.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door a masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Adore you.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Asian Development Bank ADB has approved a $500 million policy-based loan to support Indonesia's state-owned enterprises reforms. In an official statement last Friday, ADB Senior Public Management Specialist for Southeast Asia, Yurenda Busnet, assessed that the state-owned enterprises can play a very important role in promoting an inclusive and sustainable recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic in Indonesia. He emphasized that ADB is happy to participate in supporting the government's efforts to reform the enterprises. This program, aligned with the comprehensive 2022-2024 state-owned enterprises roadmap with a series of reforms based on the Indonesia's goal of becoming a high-income country by 2045. The program will support to reduce the number of state-owned enterprises while requiring them to focus on their core operation, so that they can become financially viable and provide essential public services efficiently. Yurenda Busnet also explained that this program also supports measures to improve the quality of boards of directors, strengthen financial monitoring and disclosures, and help transitions to a climate-compatible business model. Yurenda Busnet further said that although the state-owned enterprises were also badly affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, their financial performance continued to improve compared to consolidated net income, which fell by 89% from 2019 to 2020. Continuous implementations of reforms will be very important to ensure that state-owned enterprises keep supporting medium to long-term development goals in Indonesia. Meanwhile, the special staff of the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Arya Sinulinga, assessed that the support from the Asian Development Bank, ADB, worth $500 million, is a tribute to the transformation of state-owned enterprises amid the pandemic. He added that all transformation steps carried out by the state-owned enterprises were mostly successful. Those ADB took the initiative to provide program support through the state budget.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mikir sana, mikir sini, jadi kacau rasa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to Karanghawu Beach, which is located in Cikakak Village, Cisolok District, Sukabumi Regency, West Java Province. It is close to Pelabuhan Ratu Tourism Area. Approximately 16 kilometers from Pelabuhan Ratu Fish Market, offers a very enchanting view. Many myths are circulating about this beach. According to the story of the local community, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it looks like a furnace. Hawu in Sundanese means a furnace. Thereby, this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth that is said the cliff that just into the sea is the throne of Nyai Roro Kidul, the Lord of the South Seas. It is said that the local people believe this beach is the favorite place of the Lord of the South Seas. If you are at the top of the hill, you can clearly enjoy the view of Karanghawu Beach. The panorama of the open sea to the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful sight here. You can also see the holes that form on this beach, which at first glance looks like a furnace. Uniquely, at this location, there is a simple bridge made of bamboo, so you can walk across the seawater to the other end of the rock. You can also take a walk along the beach, which has a 4-kilometer coastline, or sit back and relax while enjoying the waves and the sun, which are fun activities on this beach. Even though it is clear that the waves on this beach are quite large, don't worry, because on the sandy side, the waves that are formed will get smaller. If you like surfing, you can try it at this location. This area also provides surf rentals. The access to Karanghawu Beach is quite easy. You can use public or private transportation. If you use public transportation, you can take a bus or public transportation from Pelabuhan Ratu Terminal to Karanghawu Beach in approximately 20 minutes. If you use a private vehicle, you can follow the public transportation route to get to this location. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Semalam aku tak mampu tuk lupakan kamu, membuat diri ini duadu di mabuk kepayang.
kamu tempat duduk sampingku. Pegang erat dan tak akan ku melepasmu. Hanya ada dalam hatiku. Pandangan kamu dengan diriku, lugu, lucu, lulu kepada
kau begitu lucu.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berwisata di Pulau Komodo. Berwisata di Pulau Komodo, which means traveling to Komodo Island. Stay tuned. We're going to present you a conversation entitled Pulau-Pulau Kecil Yang Indah. Pulau-Pulau Kecil Yang Indah, which means small beautiful islands. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a tourist guide in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara Province, Indonesia. The tourist guide said, in Labuan Bajo, tourist places have small islets. Let's listen to the conversation.
Di Labuan Bajo ini banyak pulau ya?
Ya, di kawasan wisata Labuan Bajo ada pulau-pulau kecil yang indah.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Banyak, banyak, which means many. Pulau, pulau, which means island. Kawasan wisata, which means tourist place. Ada, ada, which means there are. Pulau, 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 which means islands. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, di kawasan wisata Labuan Bajo terdapat pulau-pulau kecil yang indah. Di kawasan wisata Labuan Bajo terdapat pulau-pulau kecil yang indah, which means, in Labuan Bajo tourist place, there are small beautiful islets. In the sentence, there is a complete repeated word, pulau-pulau, pulau-pulau, which means islands. It is made up of the repeated basic word, You can use a complete repeated word to change singular form into plural form. For example, pulau-pulau, pulau-pulau, which means islands. Let's listen to the other expressions which use a complete repeated words to change singular form to plural form. Komodo-komodo, komodo-komodo, which means komodos. Komodo-komodo itu sedang makan. Komodo-komodo itu sedang makan, which means the komodos are eating. Ikan-ikan, ikan-ikan, which means fishes. Ikan-ikan terlihat di Pulau Labuan Bajo. Ikan-ikan terlihat di Pulau Labuan Bajo, which means the fishes are seen on Labuan Bajo Island. Tourist places in Labuan Bajo consist of some islands. Some known islands are Padar Island, Kanawa Island, and Kelor Island. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Di Labuan Bajo ini banyak pulau ya?
Ya, di kawasan wisata Labuan Bajo ada pulau-pulau kecil yang indah.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite, COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Puncak Nirwana by Indra Utami Tamsir. The song was released in the mid of November 2022. Even though the COVID-19 pandemic has not been over yet, it has not hindered the creativity of the singer from Blora, Central Java. Indra Utami Tamsir continues to show her existence in the world of keroncong music. This is proven by Indra Utami Tamsir by releasing her seventh single entitled Puncak Nirwana, which was created by Budi Tandang and herself. According to Indra Utami Tamsir, the song Puncak Nirwana tells about lovers who want to be together for life and death until later in heaven. Alright listener, here is Indra Utami Tamsir with the keroncong song Puncak Nirwana.
Asmaramu tumbuh jadi satu di karung hatiku. Oh, bayangan wajahmu selalu takkan lepas dari anganku. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Mata, ku menyapamu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa. Tawa candamu mengalihkan semua getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia.
It is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.